The next time Arthur goes into town to update his father, there's an unpleasant surprise waiting.
Val and Senrad need a place to lie low for a few days. I'm sending them to you.
Inwardly, Arthur groans. Of all the people that work for Arkstone, Val and Senrad are probably his least favorite. Val's a brainless thug, and Senrad's a creepy slime ball, and the two of them together are hell on earth. But his father wouldn't be interested in any of that because Val and Senrad are good at what they do, which is petty crime and general thuggery. How long is a few days? He asks carefully, and Uther sighs audibly.
As long as is necessary. They liberated a set of very important documents for us from the Institute's Liverpool base yesterday, and I want him to stay off the radar for at least a week. I trust this won't be a problem, Arthur.
Of course not, Arthur says, hoping he doesn't sound as sullen as he feels. A whole week with Val and Senrad, he might throw himself off Whitby Pier. They arrive that very afternoon. Arthur opens up the door when he hears them coming, bracing himself as Val's stocky shape and Senrad's lean figure emerge from the car. God, was Senrad wearing leather trousers again? Someone needed to tell him the 80s were over. Arthur swallows down the sarcasm and manages to give them an almost grin. Val, of course, slaps him so hard on the back his shoulder nearly dislocates. It's his idea of a friendly greeting.
Artie, long time no see. You still running errands for the big boys back at HQ?
Arthur smiles tightly, recognizing it for the dig it is.
Yes, I can see you are too.
Val guffaws, unoffended. He knows his value in the ranking system at Arkstone, and he's well aware his stock is higher than Arthur's. There's no petty crime Val and Senrad can't be relied upon to handle. Arthur's much less useful in the grand scheme of things.
Well, not anymore, Arthur thinks. I'm the one who kidnapped Merlin Amrys, after all.
It buoys him high up enough to shake Senrad's hand and then gesture them inside the house. He gives a quick tour, shows them their bedroom. It's a three-bed, thank God. He draws a line at actually sleeping in the same room as either of them. And warns them about the lack of signal. They both fidget through the tour, and when he finally pauses for breath, Val jumps in.
Where's Amrys?
Senrad looks indecently excited. Arthur jerks his thumb in the direction of the hallway.
Basement.
Both head over straight away, and Arthur follows them down, reaching the bottom of the stairs to see that Merlin sat on the floor with his back to them, doing something that looks a bit like yoga. Val lets out an immediate hoot, and Merlin jumps like he's been shocked. He gets up and turns around warily, eyes flicking back and forth between Senrad and Val.
This is the Institute-approved Whiskid Amrys, Val grunts disdainfully. He looks like something you get free with a Happy Meal.
More boy band than superhero, Senrad says gleefully.
Merlin's eyes flicker over to Arthur as Val and Senrad draw closer to the cell, and though Arthur tells himself he doesn't care, the way they're staring at Merlin makes him very uneasy indeed.